Blog Talk Radio.
This is Brenda Beth. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Georgie Fasentino is playing that song.
From your computer, it's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now here's the host of your show, Josie Passantino.
Nice little ditty in the beginning. Hey everyone, it is Josie Passantino. Welcome to the Josie Show. I like the little Brenda Vest ditty that we have in the beginnings of our show. It's super cool. Thank you, Brenda. You're awesome. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. I'm just making sure that everyone could hear us all right. And, you know, that's always important that our Ustream and Blog Talk Radio thing are working properly. So, yes, always important. So, thank you guys so much for joining us on our archives and iTunes and Zoom, and if you're listening live on our chat room, hi, very, very cool. Someone asked, do you have a new mic? No, actually, it's the same one, it's just we fixed it a little bit, so it's hopefully sounding better, but yay, glad you guys noticed, very cool. And also, I want to let you guys know what we are going to do in the next hour or so. My guest tonight, we have four guests. It's going to be crazy. We have No-No, Artie Rodriguez, returning guest Danica Holmes, and Ronnie Gainey, so I'm very excited. Also, remember my show Josie's Hard Country, which is on the Southern Star Network, is still airing at its new day and time, so my show will air tomorrow night, Saturday night, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, USA, from now on. So make sure you guys check that out. Very, very exciting. You can check it out at www.thesouthernstar.org. The is important. You have to have thesouthernstar.org. Yes. And then just click on the, like, Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. It's very easy. My guests tomorrow are the amazing five members that made up the group, the Smitten Ones. So make sure you check it out. Now I will be dancing with you on Friday night and Saturday night, so yay, lucky us. very exciting. And now, if you haven't heard, thanks to all of you guys for voting, we were nominated for the 2011 Podcast Awards again this year. So now it is that time again to start the voting. The voting has been up for a while, but and I'm very excited about all the responses we've been getting. A lot of people are already voting every day, so I think that is just amazing. Thank you, guys. So how you can vote is go to www.podcastawards.com and check the box next to our name under the entertainment category. Then go to the bottom, put in your name, email address, and hit submit. It only takes a second, I promise. It's very easy. And the good news is you can vote once a day per email address, so please make sure you vote every day. Voting ends on October 27th. So last week of voting is here, and also I want to let you guys know they may send a verification email to your email address that you put down, and that has to be verified within 24 hours for your vote to count. They might put it in your inbox or spam, so check both places, just in case. So please remember to do that. And it only takes a second, just, you know, a few clicks here and there, and very easy, and thank you. It would mean the world to us. Although, even being nominated is just amazing. We were nominated last year for the 2010 Podcast Awards. Now we're nominated for the 2011. It's pretty dang fabulous. So thank you, guys. Someone asks, Pickled Ham says, oh, really, we could vote more than once? Did not know that. Yes, you could vote once a day per email address, so please make sure you do that. Oh, good, good. You're going to be voting every day now. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. So now it looks like our guest has arrived here. So let's, do we have it all queued up and ready, rearing to go? All right. Sounds good. Okay. So everyone, please welcome my guest here, wonderful singer and songwriter, Nono. Hello, Nono. How are you?
Good. How are you? That was a lot of clapping.
I know, isn't it? It's my favorite. I'm doing great. How are you? You're doing good?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting here just chilling.
Just chilling. That's always the best thing to do. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I do during the day.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I'm doing the same thing. Have myself a soda, and I'm chilling. I like it.
I've been
I
eating
like
double
it.
Fudge cookies. It's all stuck to my mouth.
Okay, jealous. I am jealous. Send some of that to us, please. That'd be awesome. Okay, you're going to keep it for yourself. Oh, that's fair.
I already have to stay with my family.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree. But I'm very excited that you are here. I've been looking forward to it. We'll have fun.
Thank you. Same with me. I am absolutely psyched to be on the show.
Well, that's good to hear. We like people that are excited to be here. It's always a good thing.
How could you not be excited?
I know, right? See, that's what I'm saying. Everyone has to be excited. Come on. It's actually going to be a party because we have four guests and hello, we have you. So it's going to be just brilliant.
Yeah. It will be. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a party. So let's get started, because I am very excited to be able to interview you. So how old you are? You're very young. I think you're 15, right?
I am 15, yes. I don't turn 16 until March.
Wow, you're 1 year younger than me. I'm 16, so very cool. I love interviewing people like the same age as me. It's so much fun.
It is. So much fun. My sister... anybody who knows my sister knows she has special needs, but I absolutely love her. She is 18, and she just turned 18 on the 9th of this month. I think it's still October, just checking.
Oh, happy birthday! Happy birthday, your
They
sister.
Say happy birthday, Toy. All right, sorry, that's my mostly insane household.
Oh, that's so cute. That's very, very awesome. Big happy birthday to her. You are young. You're 15. So how old were you when you started performing?
When I started performing, my first big foray was in, I think it was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. It was a Christmas play. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was the one with Scrooge. A Christmas Carol, that one. And I was just a little background person, and I had to sing and everything. And that was when I kind of figured out, I actually like singing in public. It's fun. I've always just kind of sung, in the bathroom, in the shower, where nobody could hear me, in my room with music up really loud, driving my parents insane. So when I figured out I could sing, I was like, I want to do this. This is what I want to do for a while, for like my life. This is my passion. I want to do this. And my passion for music actually came from my grandmother. My whole dad's side of the family is very musically inclined. So she, when I was little, she bought me like pianos and instruments and everything because she was actually a singing instructor, and she was a soprano. I'm like an alto, but I can be a soprano. I just got to keep working at it. So I got that, and then when she died, it wasn't too long. Actually, I think it was like 5 years after that I had my first big foray into public relations, or however you want to put that, into being in the public. So after she died, it kind of like passed on, like the whole passion for music, and I knew that I wanted to keep going with my music and never stop singing because it was something I loved to do.
That's actually what I was going to ask, if you do have a musical family, because when you are on stage, it does come natural to you. So I think that's really cool. I like it.
Yeah, it's my grandfather, again on my dad's side, owned this huge music store in New York, and I think it was New Rochelle, right? new show. So that was, and my dad played, he was a bugle boy when he was younger. So, I mean, I've got this like whole, he was a state trumpeter, that's what it was. And then when I was younger in like, I think third through sixth grade, I played trumpet, but it never really worked for me because I could never figure out the whole breathing thing and I kept hyperventilating. So,
oh my goodness.
That didn't last very long.
Oh my goodness. Well, I think that is awesome that you come from a musical family and that you guys do so many instruments and it sounds like fun. But what was it like for you the first time that you went into a recording studio?
Oh my God, it was terrifying. The first time I went into a recording studio was I was still in Virginia because I just moved from Virginia to California. So I was still living in Virginia, and we needed a recording studio, and my first song I ever put out, I think it was I Love Rock and Roll. And I was, I think I was 13 when I did that, 12 and a half or 13, and I was singing, I knew it must have been about 17, and I'm like 13 going, why am I singing about a 17-year-old? So I put that out when I was 13, but my first time I went into Master Sound in Virginia Beach, and I absolutely loved it. It was terrifying, though. It was kind of cold, too. I don't know why studios are always really cold.
Well, I actually am getting ready for that experience. I have to go to the recording studio for the first time because I have an album coming out, and I'm very, very nervous and just crazy nervous.
Like the first couple times you freak out a little, but this third time when I was in Jungle Room, I was like, I'm gonna be just fine. And I was like so nervous again because this is like Hollywood Records recording studio with their sound engineer, so I'm like freaking out. And at the second time I went into Master Sound again, which was when I put out, I think I went into Master Sound three times, so this was actually my fourth time when I recorded Lovin' You. So I did Goodbye to You, I Love Rock and Roll, and Every Part of Me in Virginia. And the second and third time, it was, like, really chill. I know for one of them, I think Every Part of Me, I brought one of my friends with me, and we just had, like, the greatest time ever.
It probably makes you more comfortable, too, having
yeah,
someone
when you have, like,
along with you.
Like, when we brought my friends, we also bought my friend. I wanted to bring more than one. My dad was like, no. But I brought my friend, and I brought my mom, and I brought my dad, and it went really well.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so cool. And I also want to mention, though, you are a songwriter as well. Do you remember writing your very first song?
Well, I have a couple songs that I want to put out in this next album that I've written. I don't know if they're going to make it out in this album because we already have, I think, 8 or 9 other songs that actually came from my other songwriters who live in Swindon, England, Wyatt Nairs, and they are the ones who wrote Lovin' You. And they've given me like 8 or 9 other songs that are going to be great. They're going to be really awesome and peppy and poppy and fun, the kind of like no-no style that everybody seems to be liking so far. So I can't wait to get those out, but again, label, not having one kind of slows me down a little.
Oh, you'll get it. You'll get there because you are just so talented. And we are going to play your song, Lovin' You, but I just wanted to mention it actually debuted at Teen Pop Radio. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I've seen that. And can you tell everyone where they're able to vote? I believe voting is happening.
Teen Pop Radio, yes. It just debuted at number 5. And I'm actually in a race with Pink Army Group because they say they're going to get to number 1 before me.
What can we do to help you out?
Well, all you have to do is, I think every play is a vote.
Oh, okay. Well, that's easy.
So you just got to go on and play. I don't know how many times you can, like, play it in a day or if there's any limit. If not, just keep playing it, people.
Just keep playing it.
I currently just, like, exploded on the American radio stations, and I now have, I think, 300 in America, whereas before I had under 100. I had, like, 80, I think, which now, according to Popstar Magazine, again, I now have the most amount of new two radio stations of any aspiring artist.
Well, look at you.
And that
you're working.
Is,
you're working it.
Yeah. That is 300. There's actually a list of all of them on my webpage. And I just debuted on two Australian radio stations. And I have, what, Mom?
Three
Australian radio stations, my bad. And I have an interview with them coming up next Friday. And then I have another interview again with the Mystifier because he just put up a new site, or I think it's an advertisement or something for the beginning of his show.
That'll be fun.
So I have that coming up again. And I have Hannah Joy from Radio Disney Club interviewing me soon. I am just booked, like, every single week. And on top of, like, the parties and the events and, like, all this, it's just interview after interview. It's, like, it's
a
fun.
Blast.
It's definitely picking up. But it's just entertaining.
It is
and
entertaining.
Cool.
And it's so much fun. It is fun. And you're just so great at it, too. You just, it, like I said, it does come natural to you. And you're working it. Congrats with everything.
Thank you. Oh, and I'm also played, as we found out a while ago, I'm played on 130 European radio stations. And it was so sweet. Not too long ago, I actually got a letter from a fan, and I think it's Greenland. And he is the sweetest. And I just, not too long ago, I sent out a thank you package. Somebody wanted a fan in France. Wanted one of the official PR packets for Nona, which is, I think it's two or three autographed pictures, a list of radio stations, and a thank you letter.
Wow.
So we just sent something out to him. Oh, and he's actually on Twitter. He follows me on Twitter now. So his name is Mikel Reverde, I think. So you guys should follow him. He's an awesome guy. So he got that, and he wrote back with a thank you and everything. And we send out a lot of those. We sent out, I think, four to India. And we're sending out one to – we're sending out an actual autographed T-shirt, a customized autographed T-shirt to somebody else on Twitter that I made specially. So I do actually do some customized stuff. If you ask nicely, I'll like, make I'll like do the color of your T-shirt and everything and put the graphics you want on it and autograph it and send it out. So I actually care a lot about my fans, and they're, like, so huge because they've gotten me this far, and I'm absolutely thankful. So I do a lot of customized stuff for them.
Definitely, and I think that's so cool that you take the time to, you know, send things across the country, too.
Yeah,
and it's
all across the country.
It's probably just a wonderful feeling, though, when you get, like, a letter from a fan that's, you know, in Europe, and, you know, you've probably
like
never been
in Europe.
Europe.
I was sitting there looking
crazy.
At it going, does that really say Greenland?
It's probably insane. That's awesome. That is
But
awesome.
I get fans from India. I talk to them, like, every single night, and I'm on for, like, hours and hours talking to all of them, because I would never deny my friends my friends and fans. I'd never say that I don't want to talk to them, because honestly I have everything I think my fans for, because they've gotten me this far, and why would I deny them the ability, I guess it would be, to talk to me, the opportunity to talk to me, because I mean I'm not really that much different than anybody else. I'm just another aspiring pop star trying to make my mark on the world, and I'm nothing without my fans, and if I'm not nice to my fans, they won't be nice back.
And there you go. Exactly. Well, you do a great job, and I really, really am so excited, because we are going to be playing your song, Loving You. So I want to play that right now. Do we have that queued up? Awesome. Okay, so let's play that now. No, I'm excited.
All right.
All right, here it is, Loving You.
Don't have it out. Do you have any feelings for me? Don't make a big mistake. Is there an underlying reason why you can't commit your freedom? Give your love away. Be with me someday. Everything you do reminds me that you move through life so blindly. Don't just sit and wait, or it will be too late. I am gonna stop loving you. You're the one I want. You're the one that I need. I'm not ever gonna stop loving you. You're the one I desire. The air that I breathe. When I'm alone, my world is empty without you. And I could.
Where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
Well, actually, that was the karaoke version.
Oh, was it?
Yes,
oh.
I guess we sent you the wrong one. I have hiccups.
It's okay.
So
it's okay. Send us the one and we could play it next Friday, if that's okay with you.
Yes, I will send a different one to you. I'm not really sure how that happened.
We'll definitely send
you the one for next Friday.
Sounds good, sounds good. Yeah, next Friday we will play The Real Love and You, the studio version, right?
Yes, we will send you the studio version.
Cool.
And I wish I could be on next Friday again when you guys play it, but I have another interview next Friday. I think that's either the Australian one. That's the Australian one. I'm going to be calling into Australia.
Fun. Definitely. You'll have a blast. And, yeah, we'll just play it, and I will just tell you how it went.
Yeah. That would be great. I'm not really sure what happened there. Talk about a flub.
No problem.
I will definitely. We have like so many versions because we keep all of them on the computer so I can rehearse. And I have hiccups, so I messed up like a lot in that.
Oh, no worries. No worries. No worries. It did sound good. And so where can our listeners go to purchase your music? Because we love you.
You can get that. I'm not sure if it's on iTunes. I know it's on reverbnation.com/nonomusic, I think it is. If not, there's also a bunch of the links. Every link that's on my webpage, you can probably get it on there on most of them. I think even my iTunes page. I have my own Amazon page, and you can get it there.
Pickled Ham says Amazon.com. Yeah.
Yes, Amazon.com. You can get it on there. Thank you, Pickled Ham.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
He is. He's great. I absolutely love him.
He's great. He's great. Oh, and he says search for No-No Nevada. Okay,
yes.
Cool.
And if you want to, like, see all things No-No, or if you don't trust the links on my page, you can just Google search No-No Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Except right now there is a bathing suit line called No-No by Noel, and I have nothing to do with that. They're using my name, and I don't know why.
They're
using
hilarious.
Both of my names, actually.
That is so funny. But very, very cool. So everyone, make sure you purchase it. It's all online. It's very easy, so make sure you do that. And can you give all of the new fans your websites and social networking sites? Because I know you're on Twitter and Facebook.
I am on Twitter and Facebook, and if I had the memory space for every single web page I had, I wouldn't have
space
for anything else. So actually, every single page that I am on, be it Amazon, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, any way you want to reach me, including I think my email is on there too, it's on, I think, the front page of my homepage of nono.ws, and you can find it there, or you can email me and ask me. So you can find me there. Those are all of my links, and I've been getting a lot of posers that are coming on saying they're me. So if it's not on my website, it's not me. So if you run into somebody who says they're me and it's not a link you find on my webpage, it's not me.
Okay, and then that's when I can yell at them, right?
Yes, you can yell at them. We do
okay,
it all
good.
The time.
I'm glad I have your permission. But yeah, so no.ws, right?
Mm-hmm. Website, yes. It's, WS is kind of like the new .com. It just replaces website.
Yeah.
Let's see,
like
what else
it.
Is there? There is, let's see, what's on nono.ws? My newest headshot's on nono.ws.
I know, I checked it out earlier. It's an amazing website. Love it, I love it. It has so much information, so everyone, you have to go on there to see all of the stuff that Nono has to offer.
Yes, and right now we have a flag counter, meaning you can log in, and if you are in a country that is not on my flag counter, you can submit your flag. So right now we have 22 flags, which means people from 22 different countries have visited my page. Let's see what we have.
Wow.
We have, what 22 are there?
That's insane. Insane.
We have, I think, Poland, Bulgaria, Malaysia, Hungary, Singapore, Australia, Turkey, Argentina, India, Russia, France, Canada, and United Kingdom, and America.
Insane. That you basically,
I'm not even sure if that's all 22.
Around the world. You are around the world. I like it. But we are actually running out of time here, but I really, really want to get to some important questions here. These are very important, okay?
All
These
right, go ahead.
So are you currently working on any other projects that you could share with us as of right now?
I am currently working on my album, and
yeah.
I'm working on my – I'm trying to get into some modeling stuff. It's great publicity. So, and I'm also trying to do some acting. So if I get any, like, parts or anything, I'll let you guys know. But definitely
Sweet.
Acting and modeling are two things for right now.
You do it all.
Yeah, I try. It's important. It's not
it
like
is.
The days of, like, when you could you didn't have to be in all three medias. Now you have to be in all three medias to even get remotely noticed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do really good at everything that you do.
Thank you. You did great at your webcast, so.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But, yeah, we're actually really big fans of yours. We think you're amazing. I found out of you from Pickled Ham, who just is amazing at, like, promoting, and he's just – it's awesome. So, yeah, I'm glad that we found you and we were able to bring you on and party with us.
I love any party that's a webcast or any party that's not, and I especially love your web show. I think everybody should be – anybody who's everybody should be here.
Thank you. And last question for tonight for you, which is also a very important question. Do you have any upcoming performances planned as of right now?
Upcoming performances.
Yeah.
As of right now, no. I'm working on some dates and stuff. But if anybody wants to know, I do have an upcoming show tab or link on my webpage. It's a calendar and everything, and we try to keep that updated. If you want to be updated on all things Nono, we have a Reverb Nation street team where you can do, like, promotions. And a street team we have is for promotions, and you can actually, like, win stuff and earn stuff, and you can win, like, free CDs and free T-shirts on there. And we also have a Nono newsletter.
Ooh. We could sign up for that. Cool.
We keep everybody updated. I think that's on Reverb Nation.
Awesome. You keep everyone informed. I like that. And
we like you, Nono.
We like
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Anytime. And I'm so glad you came on, and I hope you come back on again, okay?
I hope so, too, because this is an awesome web show.
Thank you. Well, you're awesome. And I hope you have a great rest of your day and have fun with everything that you're doing.
Thank you. I hope you have an awesome web show. I already know you will, but good luck.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you so much, Nono, and I hope everyone checks out your website and all of your music.
And thank you for having me on.
Anytime, anytime. We will talk to you soon, all right?
All right. Just Twitter me, message me anytime. I'm always available for you guys.
You got it. We will. We will. Keep in touch.
All right.
Sweet. Bye. Bye, Nono.
Bye.
Bye. Woohoo. That was the wonderful Nono. Check out her stuff. You can go to her website, nono.ws. So please check that out. Is our next guest here? Yes. Sweet. Our next guest is Artie Rodriguez. Please welcome him here. Hello, Artie. You there?
Hey, Josie. I am here. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I'm just you know, picking guitar here a while ago, and I said, I give her a call, Josie. It's getting close. How are you doing?
Well, we're glad you did, and I think that's awesome. And I just really want to start out, before we get to anything else, big congrats to you, because you are a daddy.
Yes, yeah, I sure am. Yeah, last week, my first son ever had, Alex Rodriguez, so all the baseball fans out there ought to like that name. But, he was born last Thursday. He weighed 6 pounds, 14 ounces.
He's precious, too. I've seen a picture. He's so gorgeous. So
thank
cute.
You, Josie. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. So, yeah, big, big congrats. And I know you're probably not getting a lot of sleep happening, but I'm so glad that you came on. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
let's get started, because I'm very excited to get the chance to chat with you. Let's rewind back to the beginning of your career. You were in a group called Young Country. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, back in, early 90s, I joined a young group from off Alabama called Young Country. And at the time I went and met them. They were needing a singer, and I didn't know they were needing one. I got up and performed with them, and they really liked me. And next thing you know, they asked me to join the band. I stayed with them for about 5 years and played rhythm guitar and wrote songs for the band. We toured throughout the southern part of Alabama and opened up for numerous country artists, from Little Texas to John Anderson, and we were backed by the JCs there that did a lot of functions. So, but when they hired a bunch of big stars to come perform for different things, you know, we got to open up for them. So that was a big, exciting thing. But yeah, that was my first group I ever was. Between 90 and 95, I was with Young Country.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and you were able to travel and, you know, meet people that are also in, you know, doing what you're doing, and it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, one of the guys that I got to tour with a little bit while I was out with Young Country was Neil McCoy. This was back years ago. Neil McCoy used to have real long hair before he got it cut short. But, yeah, we toured. I did about three dates with him up there in the Alabama area. He really liked us when we opened up for him.
Wow, I think that's so cool. And I know a lot of people, you know, really do want to know, what is the difference for you in being in a group versus being a solo artist?
In the group, I guess the big difference is that we're a team. We're like being a regular artist with all the other musicians. You're still a team, but everybody has a say so on what songs they want to perform that night and the order and stuff like that, because you're all one big family. But as a solo artist, you know, you can play wherever you want and sing the songs whatever order you want, and you really don't have to ask anybody else's opinion. You know, you're the main one that's up there on the stage running the show.
You're in charge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it. And I want to mention, you opened up for just some amazing artists, such as Sammy Kershaw, Little Texas, and Neil McCoy. Can you tell us about any of those experiences? Wow. Very
cool. Yeah, like I said, Neil McCoy opened up for 3 times. Mostly these were in the Alabama area. Sammy Kershaw was real down to earth and everything. I liked him. Played up here in Dothan, Alabama at the Peanut Festival. Performed up there. Little Texas played at a local, when they were getting ready, when they first come out, they played at this one bar up in Dothan, Alabama, got to open the concert for them up there. We were in the area. But one of the things I got from opening up from a lot of those artists is one was Neil McCoy. He told me, he said, because when I get up on stage and perform, you know, I want to move around and just kind of just dance with the guitar, you know. And he always told me, he said, you know, there's a lot of artists out there. He said, no, let me put it back. He said, there's a lot of singers and there are a lot of entertainers. And he said, but what they don't have, a lot of singers who are entertainers. So that kind of stuck with me and kind of stuck in my head as I moved on and on through the country music business.
Wow. I think that's amazing.
Every time I get on stage, it's like, you know, I want to give it everything I got while I'm up there, like it's my last performance, you know, because I'm doing something that I truly love, and God gave me a gift, and I'm going to use it to the fullest extent.
That's what fans appreciate, that you give it, you know, your all, and you're there for them. I think that's what people appreciate. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I sign every last autograph, and, you know, as a matter of fact, it was like yesterday, I was outside, you know, I was home, and I was doing some stuff outside and had somebody stop by and knew where I lived and bought one of my CDs and stopped and asked me, say, hey, could you autograph it for me? And I'm like, yeah, not a problem. And I gave them a free autograph picture, too, at the same time, you know, just for them being so nice, you know, wanting an autograph.
Wow. I think that's just amazing. I love how great you are with your fans. And, you know, and you know, you don't treat them like fans. Like, you treat them, you know, like they're just your friends. And I think that's really great. I think that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I mean, because if it wasn't for the fans and everything out there wanting to call and request you on radio or buy your albums, you know, I wouldn't be Artie Rodriguez. I'd just still be sitting here in a room with my guitar playing. So I appreciate everything that the radio and all the fans do for me.
That's awesome.
And
that's amazing.
You see this.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. That's what we love to do. We're very happy to promote you because we just think you're just so talented, and we're going to be able to play some of your songs tonight, which I'm looking forward to. So we have a great night happening. But who would you say are your biggest musical influences that you really look up to?
Well, I probably have to say I like traditional country music. So let me start in the traditional country side. I'm going to say probably Conway Twitty, George Jones, Merle Haggard, the older group back then, and some Waylon and stuff. The newer guys has come up. I'm going to probably say it's probably Alan Jackson and Brad Paisley. Those are newer ones that I really like. But when you listen to my music, Josie, I mean, I'm country. Country. I'm kind of leaning towards the traditional country side, you know, and then also I throw a little Spanish, some Spanish lyrics also in two or three of my songs. So it really gets the crowd going. They really like that.
Oh, well, I think that's awesome. I love that. And I want to also mention, and we're going back here, in the summer of 2000, you had quite an amazing performance that you did with your song Forget His Memories. Can you tell us about that? Amazing.
Yeah, what it is to my dad. He's a former POW, prisoner of war from the Korean War. And I wrote a song in tribute to him and all Korean War veterans. And I knew back in 2000 they were going to have a 50th anniversary Korean War commemorative ceremony. It was either going to be in Texas or Washington. So I sent it off to three different areas. I sent the song to Washington, one, I think it was Dallas and San Antonio. I can't remember where all exactly I sent it, but there were three places I sent. Well, anyway, President Clinton at the time, his support staff, got a hold of me through telephone and told me that they loved the song, and they wanted to use it for the 50th anniversary commemorative ceremony there in Washington back in June 2000. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. They said, but you don't understand. We want you to come and perform it. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and I just kind of sat down right there. And so I said yes, and they told me, they said, listen, you're going to have a lot of press on this because we chose you to have 1,800 people to perform up here. I'm like, good Lord. You know, I said, well, listen, I said, I'll come, but the only way I come is my father. You know, he's still living. I said, if he could come with me, because he's the reason I wrote the song. And they said that wouldn't be a problem. So they flew me up there, put me up in the Ritz-Carlton, and had one of those guys drive, chauffeur us around 2 or 3 days while we were there. I mean, I got to meet President Clinton, and it was really an experience to go to Washington. That was my first time actually in Washington, so we did a little sightseeing while we were there, too. But it was really great. It was a great honor.
Very cool. Very memorable, too. That's something that you'll never forget. That'll stay with you forever.
Oh, yes, it sure will.
Oh, yeah. And so before we get to your songs, can you tell us about some of the music that you currently have out right now? How would you describe it?
I would say it's country music, and it's leaning towards some of my songs are more on the traditional country side with a lot of fiddle and steel in there. But it also, I might have one or two songs on there with new contemporary country also. You know, I kind of mix it up. And a lot, I wrote 7 out of the 12 songs that's on my album, which everybody can get it at www.artyrodriguez.com. There I have my videos, my album's there for sale. And like I said, I put down for the first, I've had a few people order it, but I put probably a couple weeks ago that the first 50 that ordered my album, you know, get a free autographed picture with it. And that's still good to go also. But that's my website. It's got my music on there. Also, I'm on Reverb Nation. Of course, I'm on Facebook. But all the songs are is more leaned towards the traditional country side.
Sweet, sweet. And, yes, we actually have the link to your website on our page. So it's just a click away, everyone. All you have to do is go on there and click it, and it brings you right to his page, right to Artie's page, and that's very easy. So very cool. And so now let's get started with some music here. We are going to play your song, Everything But the Wings. Sweet.
Yeah, that's more on the contemporary, the newer country side, but yeah, that's a really good song. I have a lot of buzz from overseas. People are buying my albums over in the Netherlands, England, and Germany. And that's one of the songs that they really like.
Oh, well, I'm so excited to hear it, and I'm so excited for everyone else to hear it. So everyone, here it is, Everything But the Wings by the wonderful Artie Rodriguez.
Yay.
Yeah.
You there, Jess?
She's got a smile that'll melt a man's heart, and her touch can light a fire in the dark. The way she lights up a room from all her beauty when she walks through, she's an angel. Everything but the wings. Her soft kiss can warm you on cold nights, and her whisper will dry any tears you cry. You'll get lost from just one look into her eyes. She's an angel. Everything but the wings. Yeah, who needs wings? She don't need to fly when she holds me close. Gosh. I can often see in my dreams as she walks along with me down this broken path of life I go.
Beautiful song by Artie Rodriguez, and we're talking to him now. That was Everything But the Wings. I love that song. Can you tell us a little bit about this song and its meaning?
Yeah, Jesse. years ago, there's a song. There's this movie that came out. It's called The Edge with Anthony Hopkins, I believe it is. It's a movie. And the thing is, him and his wife is in the bedroom, and he looks at his wife one day that night and says, you're an angel. And she said, really, baby? And he said, yep, Everything But the Wings. And I'm like, man, that's a good title for a song. And that's how that song came about. So, you're sitting around and you watch that. And you're like, hey, that's a good title for a song. Or you hear people say certain things. That's how that song came about.
I just started, learning the process of songwriting. And I find it so cool how you could just, hear something that someone says, or you read something, or you watch a movie, and a title or, lyrics can come popping in your head. I think that's so cool. You can get song titles from anywhere.
Yeah, in my truck or in my car, I always have. I wrote on the back of a McDonald's bag. You never know where you're going to be, and something will hit you, and you're having to write something down. And because you don't want to lose that idea or just that, that's where some of the best songs that I've wrote came from and everything.
Definitely. Wow, I just think that's the coolest thing ever. And Pickle Pam in the chat room says, you have a beautiful voice and love the song.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it and everything. Yeah, I appreciate everybody listening to my music. And I just got some news today from the people at Twain Thang Music in Nashville, Randy and Cheryl, some great people.
Oh, yeah.
They're Twain Thang Music out of Nashville. They posted on the wall, I guess I'm in the top 40 in the Cashbox magazine country charts. I'm number 34. I'm between Dirk Bentley and Leanne Womack and Tim McGraw or something like that. So it's pretty amazing. I'm excited about it.
You should be, and well deserved. Big congrats. That's so neat.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
No problem. I think that's just amazing, and we want to spread your music everywhere. That is why we just want to promote you, because we just think you're so talented. We're big fans. So where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
Well, there's actually two places. The first place I suggest everybody go to is my website. There you can get you can listen to my music, you can watch my videos, you can check out my tours, and it's www.artierodriguez.com. And there you can see where I'm playing that and the time the show starts and everything. They can purchase my album. Like I said, they can buy my album there, and also I can, I'll send them an autographed CD if they order straight through my website. Also, they can go to CD Baby, and I'm on CD Baby. So either or, that's where I'm at. But mainly it's going to be my website where you'll be able to get all the good stuff all in one.
Awesome. So online, very easy. You don't even have to get out of your PJs. Just make sure you do.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and on a side note, I want to thank you. I got the package today, and I'm super excited to start blasting your CD that you got us just everywhere. Thank you.
Oh, you will. Listen, you got to shoot me a Facebook message and let me know once you listen to it, which is your favorite song on there. I always ask everybody when they buy one of my albums, now, which one or two songs that you really, really like the best. So I love to, you know, get everybody's opinion on all my songs.
Well, I'm so excited. I'm going to be blasting it, and I will let you know which is my favorite. And I'm so excited. Oh, and the autograph was just so cool. I'm hanging it up in my office.
Great, sis. I'm glad you got it. That's why I put it in there. I said, well, maybe you'll get it on Friday before the show.
Yes, and it was so cool. We got it right, like, before the show, and it was just the coolest thing ever. It was perfect.
But I appreciate you allowing me to be on your show. I mean, I appreciate everything you do to try to help promote up-and-coming artists. I mean, you're great. You're really good. And thank you once again. And I know Swing
so
Thing Music out of Nashville thanks you also.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and it's my pleasure. I'm just super excited to get to meet, you know, new artists and, an artist who've been doing it, you know, a long time. And I like learning from you guys, you know, because I'm getting into, you know, the singing and songwriting, and I like learning. I like it.
Well, maybe one day I'll be able to come in and meet you face-to-face. Who knows?
Oh, I would love that. I have to definitely, wherever you are performing, I have to come down there, and I'll be front row center, screaming with the sign. That's usually me.
All right.
That's usually me. I'm the crazy one. But yes, definitely. We have to meet. I think that would be amazing. And I am very excited because we have another song that we're going to play, right? I'm pretty sure. Yes. Okay, cool. Okay, we got it all reared up and ready to go. Your song, She Loves George Jones. Yes.
That's traditional country. Let me tell you how this song came about.
This is
really funny. Back when I was with the group Young Country, one of our guitar players, he was dating this one girl. And he came up to practice one day. He was late. And I said, man, why are you late? He said, listen, you know, everywhere we go, she had to go get the latest album of George Jones. He said, my girlfriend, she loves George Jones. He said, man, I'll tell you what, I wish she loved me as much as she loves George Jones. And that's where the song came about.
Wow, that is hilarious.
See, you got to get, I mean, little things like that, Josie, you got to write them down and say, hey, this is a good title of a song. Or this. So it'll all come to you once you start doing a lot of songwriting.
Right. Well, it comes all together. That's very cool. Very cool. I'm very excited. We're gonna check this out. Here it is, everyone. She Loves George Jones, and we got a little sneak peek story, which was awesome. So here it is. Let's play it.
Standing by the jukebox, tapping her toe, listening to the race is on. I don't know what I'll do if she continues, but I can sure picture her and me without you. I wish she'd stop loving him today and start looking this poor boy's way. Gets hotter than a $2 pistol when she hears that Corvette song. Oh, she loved me like she loves George Jones. I can't sleep in the morning, I'm up before dawn. Alarm clock is his cheating song. From Tennessee whiskey to white lightning brew, I wish I could be the one who fails his shoes. I wish he'd stop loving him today and start looking this poor boy's way. She gets hotter than a $2 pistol when she hears that Corvette song. I wish she loved me like she loves George Jones. I wish she'd stop loving him today and start looking his poor boy's way. She gets hotter than a $2 pistol when she hears that Corvette song, I wish she loved me like she loved George Jones. I wish that girl loved me like she loved George Jones.
That was She Loves George Jones, and that's a pretty kick-butt song. I like it.
Thanks, Josie. I appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. And I would love to know, are you currently working on any new projects that you could share with us?
I recently went to Nashville and was working with 20 Claim Music on some. I possibly got a new album maybe coming out here shortly. We're just trying to pick out some songs and trying to narrow down which ones I'm going to possibly record and which original I'm going to put on there and which from other songwriters. So that's going to be in the works. And we got some good stuff coming down the line.
I like it. You're constantly putting out amazing music for the fans. And I'm very excited to check out the new album when it comes out. I can't wait to see what you got up your sleeve.
I know. It's really, really good. Really, really good.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, of course it is. And we're very excited. And I would like to know, do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you?
Yes, I got one next Friday night. I'm at a place called Gilly's Place. It's here in Northwest Florida. It's in Vernon, Florida. It's kind of like Branson-style theater. And it's really, really nice. They're big on traditional country. Artist, and that's where I'm playing at right now for a little while. But you can go to my website, like I said, artyrodriguez.com, and it'll have my tour dates and it has everything. So I play between there and other places like closer here to Pensacola, Florida, like Panhandle Opry and different areas like that. But it has all my touring on there for my upcoming events. And I'm staying pretty busy.
Well, we like that. We like that. And Pickled Ham actually asked, when are you coming to Nashville?
to perform or to visit? Just either or. Mm. I don't know when I'll be back in Nashville to visit, to meet with 20 Claim Music, but and I really don't know when I'm going to line something up to actually perform there. If I do, we got some things in the works where the people there at the Nashville Palace, where Randy Travis got started at years ago, are interested in me coming up there and performing and showcasing there. So that's probably be the first big gig that I would actually play there in Nashville. It's at the Nashville Palace. But it'll be in the near future, but I don't know exactly what day. But just check my website. And also, like I said, I'm on Facebook. I'm always posting different videos and stuff. So everybody can check me out on Facebook also.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Yeah, you have Facebook where you chat with the fans, and which is very, very cool. So, yeah, so basically just go to the websites. That's all you have to do.
That's right.
Make sure you do that. Yes, yes. And now a funny question that I always like to ask my guests for my own entertainment, because I'm just so excited to see what you guys come up with. But do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you could share?
On stage, embarrassing moments.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody will have one embarrassing moment where they might forget the words. That's happened a few times with me, but I'm thinking major embarrassing. Well, I wouldn't say embarrassing. It was kind of funny. The thing is that I was playing at this one place. Matter of fact, it was Gilly's Place several months ago. And I guess they just kicked on the air conditioning system or something. I don't know if the fan was blowing right on me. It was blowing. I guess some lint got right there, a little bit of dust or something on the corner of my eye. Well, I'm singing a slow, sad song. Well, I can't help it, but the lint has got to the edge of my eye, and I'm starting to want to, like, my eyes start to water. So now it looks like I'm, like, crying away, tears coming down my face while I'm singing this sad song, and everybody in the front row like, thinking I'm so sentimental about this song. It was funny. After I got down off the stage, I was like, man, you really got into that song. And I couldn't tell them, no, it was just a little piece of lint on my, but I guess that's one of the embarrassing things. Kind of funny also.
Very. Well, that's cute. That's funny. But yeah, well, at least you know you at least it was a sad song, so you weren't like doing a really crazy, you know, jumping up and down kind of hard rock kind of song and just start bawling your eyes out.
Hey Josie, you know one thing also is that I'm you know what I do. See, I play music part-time until it really picks up good, until I can do it really big-time full. But you know what I do for what job-related, with the, I mean, job that I have, I work during the day doing?
Yes, yes, deputy sheriff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a law enforcement officer.
Oh, that's
but
awesome.
And everybody calls me, like, the singing deputy. I mean, it's nothing for me. I might go down the road and I pull over a car. Because they're, you know, and then they, hey, can we get your autograph? You know, we heard, you know, and it's kind of funny, but everybody knows me as a singing deputy. But
that is pretty neat.
I have fun with that too. Yeah.
Definitely. While you're, you know, doing up that ticket or something, start, you know, singing a tune.
I always cut them a break and stuff, you know, but give them warnings and stuff. Just tell them to slow down. But it is kind of funny, you know, everybody. Like known as singing deputy, everybody wants some autograph when I pull them over.
Well, I love that. Well, you know, it might as well.
Might as well.
The singing deputy. I like it. Now people are going to start calling you that everywhere you go now.
I know. Lawman by day, country star by night.
I love it. That should be a T-shirt or something, I think,
yeah.
Or a song.
Hey, one of my songs is coming out on my new album once I get it completed here in the near future. It's called Outlaw University. It's really good.
Oh, there you go.
It's going to be a really kind of rocking song. You'll like it. I know you will, Joseph. You'll like it.
Oh, I know I'll like it. You know how I like those dancing songs.
Oh, yeah, this one you'll be able to dance to.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Well, I'm very excited, and big congrats with everything that you're doing, and thank you so, so, so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Thank you, Josie. I appreciate you allowing me on your show and everything. I truly enjoy it.
Anytime, and you can come back anytime, and please give your new baby a kiss for me and tell your wife hi.
I sure will. Yeah, my wife's name's Kristen, and my son's name is Alex.
Oh.
So I'll make sure that you said hello, and they're probably in the next room, I think, listening to you. So on the web.
Adorable. Well, thank you so, so much. And yes, give them a hug for me. And thanks again for coming on.
Hey, not a problem. And thank you for everything you do, Josie. Okay. And y'all take care. All right.
You too. And thank you. Have a great
all right,
night.
Bye.
Bye. Woo. Yeah, that was the talented Artie Rodriguez. Love it. And his son is so cute. I got to keep saying it. He's adorable. So, yeah, I think that's awesome that he was able to chat with us and we had fun. So my next guest here has arrived, who is our show friend who has been on before, Danica Holmes. Woo! Hello! Oh, yeah. Favorite sound effect.
Good!
How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me back.
It is my pleasure. You know, I love talking to you. So what's been going on since you've been on last?
Oh, my goodness. Now, how long ago was it that I was on your show the first time?
Oh, goodness. Like a year, maybe?
Has it been that long already? Yeah,
I think so.
It might have been that long. Wow. Okay. Well, since the first show, I came on your show to promote my first album, Second Chances, but since then, in the last year, we have recorded a second album, which is called Living Your Dream, and that will be out January 1st, 2012. So that's what's new. Also, we've been doing tons of shows. Actually, Monday, I just got back from a short tour in England, which was our second tour to England, so things have been busy, but good.
Wow, you got to England? Jealous. Very
yeah,
cool.
Yes. Yeah, we did. We were playing the Lancaster Music Festival over there and then did some shows on both ends of it.
So much fun. That's awesome. And big congrats with the new album. I got to get it. It's awesome.
Thank you. I'm really excited about it.
You should be. Very, very cool. And so let's get started here because I'm very excited to get the chance to interview you again and catch up with you a little bit.
Great.
So for people who don't know, how old were you when you started performing?
My first performances would have been piano recitals as a kid. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that probably would have been six years old or seven. Strangely enough, I actually hated those piano recitals. They were not fun. I wasn't the kind of kid that wanted the spotlight. It just made me nervous and scared. So it wasn't really until I got older that I enjoyed performing.
But, you know, you're so good at it, though. You know, you're just amazing, especially when you see videos of, you know, you performing live. You can't even tell. You're like a natural at it.
Well, thank you. I guess I just had to get over my fear of piano recitals from a kid.
Right. Exactly. Ed, here's a fun question. Who in the business have you met that has been an influence to you? Who do you look up to?
Oh, that I've met?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, the lead guitar player in my band, Jeb Hart, is absolutely amazing. He's also the musical director of my band, and he taught me how to play guitar. So he's obviously a huge influence. I've worked with two great producers now on each of the albums that I do. My vocal coach, Sophie Scheer, lives in Nashville, and when I'm in Nashville, we do in-person lessons. And when I'm not there, we Skype, and I do Skype lessons. But she's been a great influence in my musical career as well, I'd say.
That's awesome. And yeah, definitely. Don't you just love Skype for that? You could do everything.
Yes.
You could even do your singing lessons.
I know, it is absolutely amazing. It's just like you're in the room next door. It's really cool.
It's very, very neat. I like it. And I am so excited because we are going to play of your songs today, and I'm so stoked about it. Let's play your first song here, Bluebird.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweet. Here it is, Bluebird by Nika Holmes. Awesome.
In the middle of the afternoon, she sings a song for me, a lovely melody. The sweetest sounds come from the highest bough. No one can see her there, but with the world she shares. And bluebird, come to my window, take all my cares away. And bluebird, dry all my tears now, the sun will come out another day. Another day. Late at night, when the world is fast asleep, she sings a lullaby and makes the willows cry. And those sweet sounds are now a bitter tune. I recognize that tone. She thinks she's all alone. And bluebird, come to my window, and I'll take your care. Another day. I know you think that no one
It was Bluebird by Danica Holmes. Can you tell us about the inspiration behind this song?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Love it. okay, that's Bluebird. I get to Nashville quite a bit. There's a writer's club in Nashville, Tennessee, called the Bluebird Cafe. And I've been there a few times, and I was just thinking about, I wonder what kind of songs would go over well at the Bluebird Cafe. And this was right when I was sitting down to write. And then the little bluebird, I just kept seeing this little bluebird dancing around in my head. So I was like, what the heck, let's just write this bluebird song. So that's really kind of how it all started.
That little thought turned into a wonderful song. It's perfect.
Well, thank you.
No problem. And where can the new fans, new listeners go to purchase your music?
The best place is iTunes, Amazon, and we are on iTunes worldwide, so should be easy enough to find. Those are great for downloads. If you like to actually purchase a hard copy of the CDs, if you like to take out the liner notes and read them, I still like to do that, you could go to my website, which is danicaholmes.com, click on the shop tab, and you can order one from there.
And enjoy.
Yes, and I also have a free song on my website as well, so it's Bluebird, actually, since we played it. Oh. That song that you just played, Bluebird, is available for free. It's from the homepage of my website, which is just danicaholmes.com.
A great segue. The song we just played.
Yes.
Awesome. Perfect. And I really want to let everyone hear a comment that I read about you. Someone says, she is a true talent. I couldn't stop listening. Can you describe what it feels like when you hear just, like, amazing comments like that from fans?
It feels good. You know, you know, when people listen to music, they're basically involving you in their day, you know, in some respect. They're driving or they're, you know, studying or they're just hanging out with their friends and you're there with them. So the fact that, you know, people listen and they give me good comments, it makes me feel really, really good, kind of honored, actually.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I wanted to read that because I thought that was so, so cool, and very, very sweet. And so now this is another fun segue. You are definitely living your dream. And for people who don't know, we are going to play your song, Living Your Dream, because that's what you are doing. So here it is. Okay, that was lame. Okay, here it is, Living Your Dream by Danica Holmes. Sweet.
I am living.
as Living Your Dream by Danica Holmes. So, Danica, can you tell us about any upcoming projects you might be working on?
Well, I'm happy to say that the big project has just come to completion, which is my second album, Living Your Dream. So, looking ahead to the future, we are planning on putting out an acoustic album next, but since we just finished this huge project, I'm definitely going to take a little time before we jump headfirst into the next one.
Oh, yes, you need a little break. But on Facebook, I've seen a picture of your album cover where you're sitting down in this, like, cool chair.
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you. We actually just showed that for the first time yesterday, so that was its first public appearance. So that's the album cover. And you can see that on my Facebook page. It's just Danica Holmes Music, if you type that in. It's pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
Amazing. And actually, Josie, you know, you did say upcoming projects. I completely forgot to mention. Yes, I do have a big one coming up. We're doing another music video.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, totally slipped my mind. And we have not yet decided which song to make the music video out of. I like to release 4 or 5 songs first and then let the fans choose. That's actually how we chose the song to make my first music video from. I actually had it in my mind that we were going to do a completely different song. I posted on Facebook, Twitter. I asked people to listen and let me know which song they wanted to see the music video made out of, and Lock Me In Tonight was the overwhelming majority. So I put my own opinions aside and went with what everyone else wanted instead. And I'm looking back, it was a great decision. So we're going to do it again the second time.
Definitely. Well, the fans are so great about that. They could help you out to pick up that song. And I know it's going to be great. Yeah, and I loved your first music video. It was amazing. We loved it. And we actually play it in the pre-shows, too, for all the fans to see. So we still play that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Anytime. It's kind of my excuse to, like, watch it every single show.
Great.
It is. So my favorite question, I love this question. Do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you could share with us?
Where do I start? Okay, well, I'll just go with the most recent one I can think of. I always have a glass of water with me, and I try and drink from a water bottle with a lid on it, so that way this doesn't happen, but one particular night, I had it on the full glass of water on the stool next to me, and the cord from my guitar got caught in it, and it knocked the water over, and it was just like a slippery puddle on stage, and I was like, oops. I think I made some joke about it, and, you know, people thought it was funny, so I just went with it.
Yeah, you probably covered it up very well. They probably thought it was, you know, just like acting or something.
That's part of the show. We do this slip and slide.
It is. We spill water. That's like kind of like a ritual that we do. Love it. And another fun question, what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on music?
Oh, I love to hang out with my dog. I have a 5.5-month-old.
Yes.
It's great. I love it. She's a golden doodle.
Oh, wonderful
sound effects. She's half golden retriever and half poodle. And she is just a little loving fur ball. So I absolutely love hanging out with her. I love her.
I think I heard your dog, too, during this interview. He did a little bark. I think I heard that.
She was barking. Her name's Fergie. I was like, Fergie, be quiet. Shush. So, yeah.
I think I heard that. I'm like, she's got a doggy.
Yes. Yeah. I like to work out, too. I love to read. I'm a fashion magazine junkie. That's kind of my guilty pleasure. It's what I do first thing in the morning. I read fashion magazines just for the fun of it. And then I get on to work.
Love it. Yes. Love it. I love it. So much fun. And, ooh, we got a question in the chat room. Cool. Okay, Stephen Rummy asks, Danica, what was the best thing that you have ever signed or autographed? Fun question.
That is a good question. I autographed a guitar once.
Ooh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, a fan came to a show and he brought his guitar, so that was kind of cool. I got to sign that. That would be the most, Yeah, he even brought this huge special pen. He was prepared. I mean, he had the giant Sharpie that I was supposed to sign it with and everything.
Wow, he was prepared. That is a dedicated fan right there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Very neat, very neat. And, of course, my web designer, Alan, what was the worst thing that you have ever autographed or the craziest item?
The craziest. Ooh, okay. let's see. I guess someone once had me sign their coaster, you know, at restaurants that they put out coasters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, someone had me sign their coaster because they didn't have enough, they didn't have any money on them to buy a CD, but they wanted an autograph and they didn't have anything else. And so I signed a coaster for them. So I don't know if that was the worst, but it was definitely memorable.
It was definitely unique.
Yes, it was. It was for sure. And actually I did a house party, or I did a concert at a block party once, and some little girls had me sign their paper plates.
Okay, that is adorable. Kind of,
yeah, they were really young and really cute. And, again, they were looking around for something for me to sign, and the paper plates were all they could find. So I signed their plates for them.
Oh, that is adorable. So do you do those block parties, like, a lot, or do you do house parties and all that fun stuff?
I love house parties and block parties. I do them as often as we can fit them in. If we're touring to an area, a lot of times we like to fill in dates with house parties. And they're so fun. They're just such a good way to talk to people one-on-one. And, you know, we've done small house parties, you know, with just like 30 people there to huge block parties where, in the block parties, you know, I would bring my entire band for, you know, and there can be tons of people at the block party. So there's the private events are really fun to do because the main objective of the event is just to have fun and to have a good time. You know, it's not about sales for a venue or anything. It's just let's have a great time tonight.
Definitely a party, which you always have to have.
Yep.
So very, very cool.
It is. The party.
Love it. And let's see, what's your favorite place that you ever got to travel to for work? Your favorite.
Ooh, for work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just, you know what, just because I got back from England so recently, I have England on my mind. I absolutely love it. There's this little town or village there, they call them called Bath. An American would say Bath. The British people, for the most part, say Boss.
Cool.
So, I really liked performing there. I just like England in general. It's just, it's really great over there.
The people are probably, like, really, really nice, too.
They are. They're, kind of depends on where in the country you are, but what amazes me is there's all these different accents over there, just in such a small country. I mean, I'm from the state of Iowa, and I don't know, I would guess that England and Iowa are pretty close to the same size, but yet in such a small country in England, there's so many accents. It's crazy. But, yeah, the people are really great.
Oh, well, very, very cool. And that's so cool, as I mentioned before, that you got to go to England and I think that's so cool that you get to, like, travel out of the States. You know what I mean? Like, go to different places that you normally, you know, wouldn't be able to go to.
Yeah, it is. I feel really fortunate to be able to do this.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you know what, Danica? I just have to say big, big thank you for coming onto the show again. And we need to have you back on again because we love you here.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure. Anytime you want, you can just, you guys know how to get a hold of me, so.
Oh, yeah, open. We have the way.
Yes.
Love it. Thank you so, so much.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for your new album. I'm excited for
me
that.
Me too. Yeah, I'm excited to get a copy in your hands, and you can play as much as you want to of it.
And blast it everywhere.
I like that idea. Great, yeah, and you'll have to let me know your own personal opinion on what song to do the music video for. I'd be curious to hear what you think.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Great, well, let me know.
Definitely. And, Danica, once again, thank you. And we love you. And, yes, come back anytime. Even just to say hi.
My pleasure. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan. goodness. He's having fun with his sound effects. I got to take
like
those away from you, Alan. Oh, goodness. Oh, thank you, Danica.
Yeah.
Okay, Alan. All right, put those down. Danica is just amazing. So yes, please check out all of her stuff. Her website is actually on our website, as always. We put that on there. DanikaHolmes.com, DANIKA Holmes, HOLMES.com. Please check it out. Please. So now listen to this lineup of shows here at JosieShow.com. In October, we have Malia McKinney, Denise Newton, Danny Fajon, Kenny Gilham. And we're currently working our magic, booking for November. We have the following guests already booked and ready to join us. Yes! We have Michaela Todd, Blair Levoir, Colleen Adams, and some members from Empowered Youth, Lori Martini, Nubia, Megan Bundy, Michael and Marissa, Rick and the Neon Highway, Kingston, Courtney Beaton, Peter Britt, Stephanie McIroy, Savannah Author, Sarah Addison, and so far booked for December, we have Noise from the Basement, J.A., Kenny Colgate, Shay Fisher, and December 23rd will be our holiday show, and December 30th will be our New Year's show. You know how we love to celebrate special events. So, yes. It's going to be crazy. We have so many guests coming on that I'm just so excited to talk to. You know I love to talk, so it's perfect for me. Reminder about voting. I have to do this. Please remember to vote for The Josie Show at www.podcastawards.com. Another reminder there. I also want to ask everyone to go to the site, museartworld.org. I hope I'm saying that right. museartworld.org. Take a look at the great work that's going on to support positive lyrics in music programs in school. Positive lyrics and music programs in school are always, as you guys know, are very important to me, and that's why I just support this whole thing. Museartworld.org, museartworld.org. You can also go to our forums and check out the message and links are available there as well. So is our next guest here. Sweet. Love it. Everyone, please welcome our next guest, the talented Ronnie Ganey. Hello.
Hello.
Ronnie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hi, how are you? Glad you're here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I was telling Tina,
I'm so glad.
This is the second time on the show for me. Because I called in an hour ago.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I heard about that. Don't you just love time changes? Time zone.
Oh, no kidding. Whose idea was that anyway?
Oh, it's so funny. I actually have problems with that still, so don't feel bad. I still have trouble with that. love it. Mm-hmm. But let's get started because I'm very excited to talk with you. We think you're just so talented. And I'm excited that we're going to get to play your songs with us. It'll be fun.
Okay, great.
Sweet. So how did you get started in the music business?
It started when I was a kid. I actually have a brother, a twin brother, and he decided that he would visit an uncle of ours, which was my father's uncle. And my uncle, unbeknownst to us, played a lot of music and had a lot of, in his home, he had a lot of video equipment, audio equipment. And so at that time, of course, I think Johnny was 16 or 17 years old. And for whatever reason, he got really excited about Elvis Presley and wanted to sing an Elvis Presley song and kind of went around the house, the neighbor, actually all of our family's homes, and decided to trick them with this CD, or back then it was a tape, cassette tape that he had made. He sounded just like Elvis, and everybody was so excited that he had an old Elvis tape, and Johnny said it was an original, you know, made up this whole story, and then, you know, of course, the big laugh was, no, it's me. And so after Johnny did it, I thought, well, I'm doing the same thing. That's fun, you know.
Exactly.
So that's pretty much how our music careers started. And, of course, Johnny's no longer in the music business. He's actually in the ministry.
Hmm.
So, but wow. I stuck with the music, and he went to the ministry, and that's sort of how we parted ways in that direction, in those directions.
And good thing you did, because you are just so talented at what you do. And, you know, other than being a great singer, you are a very strong songwriter as well. Can you tell us a little bit about your songwriting process?
Songwriting for me, I'm actually a member of NSAI, and I'm not sure how familiar you are with NSAI, but that's the Nashville Songwriters Association International, and there's so much information out there on that website that songwriters, you know, I have a little post that I have out on my Reverb site, and it says something to the effect of, you know, joining Reverb Nation is like having dessert before dinner. And it's because you can, and basically, or I'm sorry, joining NSAI is like having dessert before dinner. And the reason that is because you learn so much. You know, there are a lot of songwriters who go into the actual songwriting business early in their life, or try to get into it early in their lives, and they spend so much time trying to reinvent the wheel when there are so many sites out there now that can help us kind of skip to the chase, and we don't have to learn the hard way any longer. You can learn by everyone else's past experiences. But my actual songwriting, the way I write a song is I'll just start strumming a tune, and then a lot of times I'll feel wherever that tune's leading me. But other times it, sort of like the guests that were on your show earlier tonight. What was his name? I can't recall.
Oh, Artie.
Artie, and he sort of said, you know, you'll be somewhere and something will come up, and you're like, wow, you know, that's a great idea for a song. So two different ways for me.
Definitely. And I, as I mentioned to him, I think that's so cool. I am a new songwriter, and I love to learn from, you know, songwriters that have been doing it for a long time. So what advice would you give about writing to us newbies?
Well, you know, the first advice I would give, as I mentioned, would be to join NSAI. The fee is so small, and it's for a year, and there's videos of pro songwriters, there's documentary, there's information, and you can go, oh, my gosh, I had no idea that I didn't know what I didn't know. And so that would be the first step. And then the second step is to grow quickly in your maturity of songwriting. In other words, I think a lot of times people you sort of love your song as if it were a child, and you have to remember – you know, if you want to write songs because you love them like your children, then those are your songs. Those aren't the world's. But if you want to write songs and try to make a living, you're writing songs for others. You're building a product to sell to others, and you have to sort of go into it that way. So with that said, you know, it's really advantageous to you to go out and get some co-writes and start learning what other people know that maybe you don't know, or learning other styles and that sort of thing. That would probably be those are the first two steps I would take.
Very nice. Very nice advice. And I do like those songs that have a meaning, you know, that are, you know, come from your soul. And, I mean, it would be great, you know, for people to check it out and, you know, buy it if they like it. But, you know, I like the songs that have a meaning and, you know, that are about you. You know what I mean? I like
right,
it.
And they come straight from you. And, you know, a lot of times you can tell.
Right.
You can tell when an artist
or
a songwriter wrote a song that's from themselves. And once that comes out, you know, you have the perfect blend, the perfect marriage. And so that's usually when a song is hot.
Definitely. I agree. That's kind of what I'm working on, those songs that, you know, have a meaning. I like those songs. So those are my favorite.
Right, story songs and that sort of thing. I love story songs.
Yeah.
You know, you know, I'm not sure how familiar you are with a lot of the older artists like Kenny Rogers and all those guys, but a lot of those guys, you know, Conway Twitty, they were the kings of story songs. George Strait, even today, I mean, George Strait can sing a song, and I mean, you can almost close your eyes and feel like you're right there, and you can almost smell the smells and see the sights. You know, feel like you can touch the things that are in the songs, but that's because, you know, a lot of his songs come from those top writers, and they're great at imagery. And imagery is another aspect of songwriting that a lot of folks don't realize that it's so important to a song. So when you're writing a song, you know, instead of just writing about a car, you need to write about a car with the door, you know, and the window left open, and it's raining outside, and the keys stuck inside. You know, or stuck
there's
in the trunk, you know, and you got all these things going on all at one time, and you're going, what's happening? So, but the song needs to have so much imagery nowadays. It's not, you know, of course that's country, you know, pop and other genres can get away with some of those, with more poetic stuff that you got to have to read into, but with country, you have to say what you mean.
Exactly.
If you write a song and someone has to say, what does that mean? Then either you haven't written a country song or you haven't written a good one. So,
well, there you go.
That's pretty much it.
Exactly. And you do. You really do have songs that come from your heart. And so can you tell us about some of the music you have out right now?
Well, right now, most of my music career is songwriting. I'm less of an artist and more of a songwriter. The benefit that I have, however, is that I can actually sing, so that saves me on demo money. So I can go in and actually
exactly.
do my I can go in and do my own demos. As a matter of fact, I'm currently in the middle of securing a publishing deal, so a lot of the songs that I have soon will not be available through me. You'll actually have to go through my publisher. But at this moment, you can go out to Reverb Nation, and I'll have 4 songs out there. And those songs were done actually in Nashville at the Sound Shop Studio.
Oh, awesome. So Reverb Nation, that's the place to go. Check it out, everyone.
That's the place, man. That's the place. That's like Facebook for musicians, and it really helps.
It does. It does. A lot of artists I've noticed have Reverb Nation, and it's a really great way to, you know, connect with people and that are also in the industry, and it's great to meet other songwriters too, so you could, you know, meet up and figure that out.
Right. Yeah. Networking is key. And back in the day, you had to, if that's still a phrase, I think we stole that phrase from the 80s. But hey, the 80s called. They want their phrase back. But years ago, you had to go to Nashville, or you had to go to New York or California, or wherever it is your genre of music base was. Well, in a way, you still have to just for networking purposes. But with the internet and things like Reverb Nation and Facebook, you can really make a lot of those contacts before you make the contacts, which is great for artists because you know, used to there's a certain amount of risk, and there still is a certain amount of risk with an artist actually facing someone, you know, touching a person or being within touching distance. There's so much risk, but with things like, you know, Facebook and Reverb, you can kind of reach out and feel like you get to know a person a little bit before you actually have the opportunity to meet them. You go, oh, you know, I know you from Facebook, sort of thing.
And isn't that such a great feeling, though, like when, you know, you talk to someone on Facebook that just adore your work, and then you get to meet them because they come to a show, and they're like, hey, I've talked to you before on Facebook. What's up?
Right. As a matter of fact, I was listening to your show, and I was listening to Artie, and I had already had him friended him on Reverb Nation a couple months back. And then when I heard him on the show tonight, I reached out to him on Facebook, and he responded almost immediately. So, you know, you never know with all this networking. You know, listening to the Josie Show, you find a Facebook friend.
It's funny. I found that out too. Like, there's so many common friends, and you know, I've been able to hook up some songwriters and some singers, and I like doing that stuff. That's fun.
You know, and singers and songwriters, you know, you can't have one without the other. So it's
exactly.
kind of nice when those guys can get together. And the other thing is, you know, people that say, hey, you know what, I know, you know, used to you'd say, hey, you know what, I know someone that would be great for you to date. Well, now you can say, hey, I know someone who would be great for you to write with or great for you to, you know, to sing your song. So with those old methodologies, you can blend those with musicians now, and it's great. I just love it.
Exactly. We love it, too. We think it's just amazing that you can do that. And let's see. I think, do we have the song? Yes. Awesome. Okay. We are going to play your song, Just My Wife. I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to it. So let's play that now, and then we'll come back and talk about it, all right?
Okay. Sounds great.
Sweet. Here it is, Just My Wife by Ronnie Ganey.
Overnight at Jason's bar, drinking beer from mason jars, four old friends just hanging out, while the wives are out of town, talking, laughing, joking, drinking cigars, smoking, poking fun at some old boy, stumbling on the ground. Telephone rings, the bartender says, yes, ma'am, he's here tonight. Toss me the phone, barked real loud, hey, man, it's just your wife. I said, hey, man, she's my best friend. A lover, teacher, mother, preacher, and a hero wrapped up tight. She's my whole life, the reason I smile. My weakness, strength, and my confidant. One thing she's not, it's just my wife. All my friends that settled down, no big deal, it's over now. Just sit back and deal the cards. I moved on, but not too far, cause I got to thinking, all this fuss I'm making, does anybody really care? Sitting in this mile, just about then the telephone rang, the bartender looked around. Silence fell across the room. Man, you should have heard that crowd, we all yelled, hey man, she's my best friend. A lover, teacher, mother, preacher, and a hero wrapped up tight. She's my whole life, the reason I smile. My weakness, strength, and my confidant. One thing she's not, it's just my wife. Solid rock, shining light, never late and always right. Hey man, she's my best friend. A lover, teacher, mother, preacher, and a hero wrapped up tight. She's my whole life, the reason I smile. My weakness, strength, and my confidant. One thing she's not, it's just my wife.
That was Just My Wife by Ronnie Ganey. And I know a lot of wives out there would love this song. It's a sweet song. Very, very cute. Do we lose Ronnie?
No, I think I'm here now.
Oh, good. Whew. Getting scared there for a second.
That's all right.
Great song.
Thank you.
Love it. Can you tell us a little bit about this song and what it means to you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this song was written... of course, for my wife. And so, a lot of times songwriters, we spend a lot of time writing in strange times because when something hits you, you have to go ahead and sit somewhere and close the doors and sort of keep the kids out and try to keep everybody sort of at distance from you so you can get into your zone sort of thing. And so I thought, my wife's given a lot to me to let me, have the opportunity to do that. So I thought, it's time I give something back. At least if I'm back here writing a song, I need to write one for her. And so I tried to think of all the things that she, does around for the kids and for me and, what an important role a wife and a mother has. So I thought, hey, here's an opportunity. I'm a songwriter. Let me write a song about it. So that's sort of how that happened.
Such a great song, and before we play this, my mom/manager over here, producer, she whispers to me, she's like, I like this song.
this song actually is played on a local radio station here in Jacksonville, 99.1 WQIK, and there's a radio host there, his name's John Scott, and he had a local for local writers, I should say, we could submit songs and say, hey, you know, but it had to be in a professional format. And so I sent them to him, and so he calls me right away, and he says, Ronnie, you've got to get into this radio station. We're going to interview you. We want to play your song, but I really love Just My Wife. It is just so awesome. And so we went over to the show and go into the back door, and the song's playing, and he's like, I just love that song. I've been playing it over and over. So, you know, I get it, and not to pat myself on the back, but obviously that's the song that seems to, that everyone's catching on to. So.
Oh, yes. It is such a great song, and like I said, tons of wives, I bet, are just loving this song all around the world.
Oh, good, yeah.
It is a great song. Oh, yes. So where can our listeners go to purchase your music if they want to get, you know, the song or the whole album?
Well, right now, the only place that you can go is Reverb Nation, and that's only going to be for probably the next week because I'm going to have to shut that down because of the publishing deal that I'm getting. I can't sell the songs. You'll have to go through my publisher, and she's trying to get them pitched to artists. So that's you got limited time. If you want to buy a song, you better go out there now.
All right, please note, limited time, Reverb Nation. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very, very cool. And I think we have your – well, we're going to post your Reverb Nation so for easy access so people could check that out. And so here's a fun question for you. If you could write or perform with anyone, who would that be?
You know, I have such a wide range of people that I would love. Anyone from, you know, Willie Nelson to Garth Brooks. And so if I had to pick anyone and I had to blend all that together, it would have to be George Strait.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I like George, too. Very, very cool. We gotta do a petition for that one. That would be cool.
Oh, I would love that, yeah.
That would be awesome. So let's see. Are we going to play your next song? Yes, we're going to play your song, That Ain't No Sparkle. Love the title.
Okay, well, great. Oh, good.
That's a fun one. All right, here it is. That ain't no sparkle.
She was singing her love song. Have you hanging on every word instead of stringing you way along. And dragging you through the dirt, and you'll believe her love so strong, so long. Oh, but you'll be wrong. When something feels too good, it's bound to hurt. That ain't no sparkle, that's hellfire. Gonna rip out your heart and toss it on that fire right there with mine. She might not be the same gal, but they all shine a pretty face. Got a smile like an angel. Lips about you like the pearly gates, and you'll be thinking she's the one who's meant for you. Oh, but don't be fooled. Trust me, friend, when I tell you they're all the same. That ain't no sparkle, that's hellfire.
That was That Ain't No Sparkle by Ronnie Ganey. Now, are you currently working on any other projects that you can mention?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm currently writing a lot. A lot of the stuff that I do as far as artistry, I do with my church. And so we have a lot of, you know, of course, we have two different church sessions. So in the mornings we'll have, on Sunday, we'll have a contemporary service, and then we'll also have a traditional service. So the traditional service plays a lot of the has a choir, and then of course the contemporary service has the praise team. And so I'll sing in that, and then I'll play in the choir, and then on top of that, because the church I go to is actually a Southern Baptist church, so they enjoy a lot of country music and gospel music. So what I've done is I blend the old gospel songs and make them country, and they seem to love that. So the last couple of outdoor events we've had, I've put together sort of a pseudo bluegrass band, and we go out there and play a lot of old gospel stuff and play it sort of in the fashion. For instance, on your site there, you have a YouTube that I did of a song I wrote that's a gospel song, and it actually came from playing all those songs. I thought, I want to write some of those. And so I went out and wrote Forgiveness and put that on a YouTube, and so it's on your site now if folks want to see that.
Oh, yes, we have that there for everyone to check out. And do you write specific songs for when you are, performing at the church, or do you just,
do they allow you to? And as a matter of fact, what I do is once I learned the gospel and started playing a lot of the gospel country stuff, I thought, like I said, I'm gonna write a couple of these songs. I want to do this. So I've written two. I actually went to the pastor and I said, look, I'm a songwriter. They all know I'm a songwriter. And I said, I've written a couple of gospel songs and I'd love to sing them. They said, yeah, come on Wednesday nights and you sing a couple of the songs that the congregation will know and then throw in one of yours. And so that's sort of how that happens. And, of course, afterwards they all come up and say, Ronnie, we just love your song. We just love your song. Where are you going to play again? And that sort of thing. So it's so much fun. Yeah, it's so much fun.
So much fun. Sounds like so much fun. I think that's so cool that you're able to do that.
Oh, I do too. It's not all that often you find a church that will allow that. They usually, people, especially in a Southern Baptist, like my wife said, be careful how fast you sing some of those gospel songs or they'll just throw you out of there.
I know, right? Oh, that is very, very, very cool. So let's see here. Do you have any upcoming performances planned where fans can see you as of yet?
No. As a matter of fact, we do have, tomorrow, our church here in Jacksonville, Florida, we have some a spot of land off Atlantic Boulevard, and we're going to be putting together a little country jam out there with our fall festival. Most churches will do a fall festival around Halloween, and so I'll be there, and we have quite a few people coming out to see that. But other than that, I'm trying to schedule some stuff now to get into some of the Nashville Songwriters night, so that'll take some travel. Soon as I know, I'm going to post it out on Facebook, and I'll post it out on Reverb Nation and, of course, wherever else I can.
Perfect. Let us know whenever, you're by Illinois or somewhere close that we can, drive or whatever. And I would love to see you perform and scream for you.
Okay, well, great. That sounds good. As a matter of fact, I wanted to say this on the show in case the Mountain Road guitar guys are listening. I actually received a lead guitar that's handmade. And if you look at the YouTube that you have, the person sitting in the front is my brother, and he's playing the actual guitar that they found me out on Reverb Nation and on Facebook, and he sent me an email. He said, Ronnie, I just love your music. I love what you do. I just think you're going to do a great job, and you're going to be something someday, and I'm sending you a present. And I was like, okay, well, what is it? He said, well, you'll just get it in the mail. And sure enough, this $1,600 guitar shows up in my front door for just a gift. And he said, all I ask is that you play it in front of somebody.
Okay, that's pretty dang cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I'm telling you, man, that was cool.
That was a generous gift.
Yeah, so Mountain Road Guitars, you guys are awesome.
Wow, definitely, definitely. So we are actually, I'm getting like the 2-minute mark. We're actually going to be cut off in like 2 minutes.
Okay.
But I really just want to say thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me today. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the invitation. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, and you can come back anytime that you'd want, even to say hi.
Okay, I will.
Sweet,
so
and
much.
Also I wanted
and
to let
the
you
way,
know next I, Friday. Next Friday we also might be able to play some extra songs that we didn't have time for today.
Okay,
so
that
if that's okay.
Good. That sounds great.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Ronnie Ganey, and I hope you have a great rest of your night.
You too. And I want to say I'm very proud of you, and your mom's doing a great job managing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And she said thank you.
Okay.
Awesome. Bye, Ronnie. Sweet. awesome. That was Ronnie Ganey. So, yeah, make sure you check out his Reverb Nation, and I'll post all the links after the show like I usually do of all the guests, links, and websites. So thank you guys so much. 1 minute left. I'm going to be cut off, so I'm going to be talking very, very fast. I apologize. but, okay, whoa, all right, 60 seconds. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you guys so, so much for tuning in to another show of The Josie Show. Remember, vote for us at www.podcastawards.com. Check out my other radio show at Josie's Hard Country on the Southern Star Network at thesouthernstar.org. Check that out, Josie's Hard Country. And I think that is it. And I hope to see you guys next Friday when we have, let me see, scroll down, Malia McKinney, Denise Newman, Danny Fajon, and Kenny Gilham. So please check that out. See you guys next time. Bye-bye. Josie signing off.